So, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. That's the basis of visiting you. We have a discussion with the God of Israel. The God of Israel's instruction is that we must go far from Egypt, 3-day journey into wilderness. And then when we are there, we'll have sacrifices. That's preparing his mind to know they can't go without sheep. They must carry the sheep along. So because of what will they sacrifice in the wilderness? And thirdly, this God is not joking. If we don't go, he could strike us with the plague or even with a sword. I think there must be a leadership lesson out of this approach. I wonder whether many of us as leaders have had to go to the board with a very difficult request where the board can't see why they should say yes. They can't see what are the benefits to the organizations, what are the benefits to them. And you still have to go to the board because given your biblical beliefs, you need to go that route. That's what Moses is doing. He's going to a person who doesn't believe in God in order for him to give permission to people to go away to worship a God he doesn't believe in. But God finally is on the winning side. Similarly, I think in our leadership, we must not compromise at any time, in any way, aware that the God we believe in can help us, even when we are dealing in so-called secular organizations. We are dealing with business owned by tyrannies, business owned by atheists. We still can live out our Christian lives.